Okay, excuse me, the next one under advisement is case number 11,444, and that was taken under advisement by you, Mr. Ricker.
Yeah, I think.
So we'll start off with you.
He's definitely going to adjust the front. I believe that he made that statement. He would adjust the proposed, you know, build that in compliance. We're not here just to grant variances wherever they are. They can adjust that 11 foot. So anyway,
that's what you stated.
Saying that, Mr. Workman had a point that he was only looking at 32 inches to go up to that elevator. Is that what he said? 32 inches?
Set of steps to the elevator,
and that elevator will reach all the floors. Is that correct?
Inside the house.
Correct. So he wants this, the way I understand it, he wants this.
Keep what? Grandchildren out of the elevator.
Yeah.
Now the house going all the way through the house, they can come right from downstairs in the lagoon and go right upstairs. And take care of whatever they got to do. They don't have to run all the way around and get in the elevator wet or get in the stair steps wet.
Okay.
Basically what that is.
Well, it looks like I understood that right, anyway.
Oh, that's the way I understand it, Mr. Millsap. Did you? All right, Mr. Russell. That's what I got from it. It's really a want to the need.
I assume that from all this, there's already an encroachment there where the steps is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's already there.
Not creating any more of an encroachment.
No, I just wanted to know why he...
He's changing. So he did just more accessibility at upstairs.
Why he was going to change it to that and the reason behind it. And the reason it sounds reasonable to me.
Does to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the step's not in the back. It's in the front. So he don't need anything for that.
No.
Right? So he's asking for a variance for the back.
It says requesting a 9-foot variance from the required 20-foot rear yard setback for stairs.
For stairs, yeah.
Oh, so it's on the end of that?
On the end of that, yes.
That deck?
I understand,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which doesn't encroach any more than HVAC system. Oh, no, that's not the HVAC. That's the stairs.
Yeah, stairs.
That's the stairs.
Yes.
Yeah. Weird on the drawing. Okay.
Yeah, I looked at that the same way, John, too, first.
Well, I don't see a reason.
If he's got decks, why can't he cut stairs into them?
Yeah, I don't see a reason why
he's causing the problem.
I don't know. The opposition addressed the standards well.
Yeah,
they did.
I don't have any problem with it.
It's not like the stairs aren't needed.
Right.
And it was created by the applicant.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, John.
The stairs aren't needed for access to any of the floors.
Right.
And it is being created by the applicant.
It's a want instead of a need. He doesn't really need them. He wants to have them for a better accessibility to the house for whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
And as you stated, he does have access. He said for egress and ingress safety to come from the top down, but you wouldn't be able to use these steps to go up through the house. You'd use them from the ground right direct up to the right.
You heard that for safety. I heard for sandy, wet grandchildren.
That's right.
Well, I didn't hear that until later on, but I'm going to drive back up and try to make sure that I'm in complete understanding. However, again, I want to have it. Not that I need to have it.
Just to throw this out there, though, if, let's say, if during a storm, the elevator, if
locked
they lost
up.
Power, lost use of the elevator, would that be a consideration?
That was my next safety issue, though. If you haven't got the elevator, get upstairs, and that's a very valid point.
Well, what would he do if he didn't have the stairs anyway? He'd still be in the same predicament, wouldn't he? I mean,
well, that's why. Well, yeah, then you can.
But he didn't say he wanted it for safety. He wanted it for.
But that's just we're above and beyond, or that's just me then. That's nobody else.
I thought he stated that there wasn't any other.
Wasn't no other way.
No, he said there was. He said there was, but you had to go through the house to get to it.
And this is where you don't even have to use the elevator or nothing. Take that 32-inch up. You go right from the ground. Right up top, second floor. You're not going through the house or nothing.
Right.
And then you couldn't access it to come back then, if you remember. So.
I mean, she said that.
I had no problem with
the 14 against it. The two next to them are against it, but the others are another street over.
Right. Look to the set. Like the north.
Two next to them are. Yeah. That's
two next to them are against it.
The other ones are.
The rest of them are farther over.
They wouldn't went till yesterday. Till
they wouldn't.
And the one right next to him that has the. This basically the same thing.
You got the same thing he's wanting.
Do they have
he's
a variance? Do either of the two next to him have a variance?
Well, this thing's kind of old, so if the house was just constructed 3 months ago.
Right.
But the house actually looks like it sticks out further than this gentleman's house, so I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to
about,
along with the neighbor's house next door to it.
Would you entertain the table it and see what other variances are right next door?
I think that's good.
Whatever happened to?
Let's do that then.
Yep.
Hey kids, dry off and wipe the sand off your feet before you come in the house. What happened to that? I'm probably.
Hey, at least they're going outside, not staying inside and playing video games, right?
Yeah, there you go. We'll take that. Makes sense too. Like you make that in a motion.
Yeah, I would make a motion. We table it and
for
the office to for next regular meeting for the office to see what variances are in the next door.
Next door.
Yeah, next house. The ones that are those are just
or in that block.
All right.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
Oh, yeah, we'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Rickard that we table case number 11,444 until our next regular meeting on September the 22nd to allow the office time to research any variances on the properties, immediate properties next door.
Okay.
All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the motion is so carried. Gentlemen, now that takes care of all the regular. We got